Palakasusa Kabaria Kabeleketo Kabela Sabira Katalia Keberadas Ambele Susa Parabeleko. Ikabala sula barate liakaba Manda kabero seprekete Ila kabaria kabele gedoska Sabaria kabala gadia sombra gedoska Ikabala sata bragada Talia kabela sila baraka Ila barasa belia kabla Capeto, Paria Cabela Gadisca, Ela Maria Cumbre Gadisca, Paria Sa, Sambela Salia Caberata, Aya Bela Saca Maria Cabela Gadasca, Paria Cumbre Catisca, Paria Dabanasca, Paria Cabela Gadosca, Paria Cabela Gadosca, Ila Maria Santa Labanasca. Sakabaria Kabalagadoska. Sabaria Kabalagadoska. Can you stand on your feet? Arabelegados, Labaragados. Asebalabaya de Balagados, Labaragados. Ayebalakas Kandabarat. Sabaria de Balagados, Sukabarahaya. Oh, that you will rend the heavens and thunder, but the mountains will tremble before you, as when the melting fire upon it. The fire caused the water to boil, to make known your name to the adversary, and that the nations will tremble before you. Can you go ahead and ask the Lord tonight? I say, Lord, touch me by your power, touch me by your fire. For the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. For the Lord shall send the word of thy strength out of Zion, redoubt in the midst of the enemies. For thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, from the womb of the morning, from the beauty of holiness. For thou hast the dew of thy youth. Thy people shall be willing. Where you are, Ilabarabades. Sakabariando Roborigabalagadosko. Sikabariando Roborigabalagadosko. Oh, Mama, celebrate Ketosa. Ikabalakason Zelegadiaska. Ilegabalagadosko. Ambreketuska Palata. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you take your seat in the presence of God? Romans chapter 1. From verse 1. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Concerning his son Jesus Christ, who was declared to be the Son of God with power, by the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He said the gospel of God, the good news of God, is concerning his son Jesus Christ, who was declared to be the Son of God with power. Just keep playing strings. Who was declared to be the Son of God with power, by the Spirit of holiness, according to the resurrection from the dead. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. The signature upon his life, to prove to creation, to prove to all men, that he has been confirmed with authority from God, that he is the Son of God, was power. The signature upon his life, to prove to all men, to prove to principalities, that he is the Son of God, was power. Power was the signature that the Father put upon his life. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. Your declaration as a Son of God to men must be with power. Your declaration to creation as a Son of God must be with power. Please play for me. Play for me. Your declaration as the Son of God must be with what? Power. It is with power that God reveals man. The Bible says creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Creation is waiting to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the Son of God, of the sons of God. And sons are revealed with what? Power. Sonship is declared by power, because Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power by the Holy Spirit and according to the resurrection from the dead. So how God showcases men as sons in the earth is that an authority is put upon them, is that power is placed upon your life. Your sonship is not in view if your life is void of power. Power, authority, is a proof that a man has attained to sonship. Because power and authority gives you the right to speak on the behalf of God. If you are void of power and authority, you cannot be a witness for God. You cannot be a representative of God. The seal, the signature upon a man, that a man is a son that can represent the interests of the Father in the earth, is that God puts a seal of power upon that man, upon that woman. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. Creation is waiting to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of who? The children of God. the sons of God. Creation will be delivered when the sons of God begin to rise in authority. When the sons of God begin to rise in power. It is by power that we represent God. It is by power that the kingdom advances in the earth. For thy people shall be willing, they shall be volunteers in the day of thy power. A man cannot volunteer himself to God if there is no power. A man cannot do the interests of God in the earth if his life is void of power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. It is by the rod of his strength, the rod of power, that we advance the will of God in the earth. God wants every child of his to grow into that place of power and authority. You will see throughout the scriptures that Jesus never sent any man to represent him without power. In Luke chapter 9, he called his disciples to himself and he gave them power and authority over devils, to cast them out, to heal sicknesses and disease. Matthew chapter 10 also. He gave them power over devils, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. He gave them what? Power over devils. Power over unclean spirits. Power over spirits of wickedness. To cast them out, to subdue them and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. It is an apostolic commission. The last day church must be an apostolic people. Must be a people of power. As a believer, you must be desperate for the power of God in your life. Because creation is waiting to be delivered from bondage. There are people that are in captivity that must come out. If sinners are going to come out of the prison house of the devil, it must be by power. The Bible said the devil would not willingly open the house of his prisoners to set them free. It takes power for prisoners to come out of captivity. It takes power for men to be delivered. And so the Bible speaks of Jesus in Luke chapter 4, that he returned from the wilderness. By what? Power. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from that season, the Bible begins to tell us of the things that happened. That his fame spread abroad. So that they brought the afflicted, the tormented, from as far as Syria to be healed. He returned in the power of the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. But he returned in the power of the Spirit. And his fame went abroad. It takes power, my friend, to do the will of God. You must be desperate for the power of God. The power of God is not just for preaching. The power of God is for living. The power of God is for dominion. If your life is going to be a life of dominion in the earth, if the will of God is going to be born to you, if you are going to dominate the forces of life, you need the power of God. You don't only need the power of God to be a pastor or an evangelist. You need the power of God to advance the kingdom of God. For how terrible art thou in thy works. For through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. The enemies of God will only submit because of the greatness of his power. The enemy will only submit when power is involved. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 tells us. The preacher said, and I returned, and behold the oppression that is done under the sun, and the tears of him that is oppressed, the tears of they that are oppressed. And in the hands of their oppressor is power, but the oppressed had no comforter. I returned and I saw what? And I beheld the oppression that is done under the sun, and the tears of they that are oppressed. For in the hand of the oppressor is what? Power. But the oppressor has no comfort. It took power to oppress men. In the hand of the oppressor is power. But the oppressor has no comfort. To be a comforter to the oppressed is not to go and tell them sorry. To be a comforter to the afflicted, according to the scripture, is not to tell them, don't worry, things will be better. God is still on the throne. he has always been on the throne. The Bible says in the hand of the oppressor is what? Power. So it takes power for the oppressor to oppress the oppressed. And it will take a greater power for the power of the oppressor to be broken. You must see the need today for the power of God. As we pray, your heart must pant. David said, my soul is longing for you, is thirsting for you. My flesh is longing for you. Why? To see your power and your glory. A man must be longing for the power of God. A people must be desperate for the power of God. It takes the power of God to rise. It takes the power of God to fulfill destiny. Power is not only when people fall. You can enter a place full of power and demonic barriers will be removed without you saying a word. Power has the ability to answer for itself. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. It takes the power of God to reign. It takes the power of God to walk in dominion. God has mandated us to walk in dominion. But your dominion is not infused outside of power. You must be longing for the power of God. The Bible says, and Jesus, in Mark chapter 3, from verse 14, he called the disciples unto himself that they might be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. But he called them to be with him, and out of their fellowship with him, he preached. A gloating of power will rest upon you. But you see, when we come to the power realm of the spirit, desire is very important. The tear pants for the water brook, so pants my soul after you. My soul pursues hard after God. He said, and your right hand embraces me. My soul, there must be a longing. You must look at yourself and say, I am tired of this realm. I am tired. I want something fresh in God. We must be accurate in power and in doctrine. We must be a people of sound doctrine. We must be a people of power. It doesn't matter what is oppressing you. Tonight the power of God is present. Luke chapter 5 tells us, you see from verse 16, the Bible says, and Jesus withdrew into the mountain to pray, as he often does. That means in the midst of meeting, Jesus will sleep out. He went to the mountain to pray, as he often does. And then the next verse, he says, and in a certain day, when doctors of the law and Pharisees from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem gathered, Jesus was teaching, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. It means the power of God took a personality. Just like everybody walked into the service, the power of God also walked in and sat down among them. He said Jesus was teaching, and the power of the Lord was present. It's like saying, in this service tonight, Pastor Edu is present. The Bible said the power of God was present. The power of God also stepped into the meeting, waiting for men that will release their faith to touch him. The power of God was present. But you see, the secret is that Jesus often withdrew to the mountain to pray. And on that day, maybe he didn't set out to heal anybody. He was just teaching. And power that has been generated from moments of withdrawing into the mountain was present. That's the secret of a believer. That you learn how to withdraw often to pray. And then you step out one day. Maybe you just walk out of your house wearing maybe your baggy shorts. You just step out into the neighborhood and something happens. Many years ago, I came back from school because I was told that my elder brother had an accident and broke, had a fracture. And so I came back home to see. And that day when I stepped into the house, I saw him holding a crutch. And then they did some funny things around his leg, put some stitch, tie some bandage, and he came out like this. He couldn't even walk, and they helped him to sit down. And my heart was burning. My heart was burning. I said, Lord, tonight you will show yourself. Several people were coming into the house to visit him. And I looked at him. My faith will rise. When I look at him, I'll be afraid. I'll go into the bedroom and lay down my bed and speak in tongues for 5 minutes. I come back into the sitting room. And while I continued that, I felt the Lord impressing on me. He said, call your siblings together. tell them that you want to pray and that God will heal him now. So I called my siblings. I've never seen that before. And I said, Jesus wants to heal him. And everybody say amen. He said amen. You know that kind of amen? Amen. And there we sat and I placed my hands on him. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I didn't speak for up to 2 minutes and I removed my hand. And he looked and he wasn't feeling anything. He did the leg like this. And everybody was looking. He did the leg like this. He threw his crutches. He did the leg like this. I said, walk. And he began to walk. And I used my hand. I loosed all the bandage and everything, the stick that was tied. When you look at it, you will know that this is a miracle. The wound was healed instantly, the fracture. And he walked me from the sitting room out to the road where I took her back to school. And as we were walking, people knew in the neighborhood, so everybody was following us. And I entered the bus and left. So when I came back home during holiday, I wore my short neck hands and went into the neighboring shop to buy some beverage. And then the man saw me there and he said, this is the evangelist that healed his brother. And people started gathering and people started looking at me, and I bought what I wanted to buy and I just sneaked out and left. And from that day, every time I come back from school, people bring the sick into the house to be healed. Something happened because I stepped out by faith. You know, the Christmas before that experience from school, I will read the gospel and I'll go out for evangelism. I was doing hospital evangelism for a while I was in school. I wanted to test this power. So I'll preach to people in hospital and I'll lay hands on the sick. And I saw people heal in the hospital bed. I saw a paralyzed woman walk, and suddenly faith began to rise in my heart. You must be willing to step out by faith to see the power of God. Let me tell you, this thing called street evangelism, we must return back to it. There are people that will never come to church. The power of God is not just meant for church. We are supposed to carry this power, this revival, into the street. From that day, every time I come back home, everybody just called me pastor. I didn't need to introduce myself. That singular act, when some people are misbehaving and I pass, they just arrange themselves. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. I love it when Jesus breaks out on the streets. I finished ministering last year in Kano. And because of the things that happened, a young man went home and told his mother. So the following day, when I was coming out of the lodge, as they were driving me out, he and his mother sat down by the culvert. The mother was holding a crutch. She couldn't even stand. She had had several operations in one leg. And then she can't even stand with that leg. Suddenly the other leg began to shrink. For over 3 years, she had not walked out of the house. And there the guy was standing. And so when I stepped out and I looked at them, and the young man began to tell me the condition of his mother. And I looked and the Lord said, it's the spirit of witchcraft. Address it. And I put my hand on her and I bound the spirit of witchcraft and I declare healing. And I say, leave her, let her walk. And she began to walk. Hausa people gather. People who were selling orange and banana gather. And in less than 5 minutes, I preached the gospel and people accepted Jesus just by that act. When I finished, I entered the car and left. We want to carry the power of God to the streets. That is what true revival is. Revival doesn't end in the four walls of a building. That young people become hungry for God. That young people become hungry for God. We want to see miracles on the streets. We want to see young men pray. I was coming back from a foreign mission one day. And when I dropped at the airport, we went somewhere in Abuja with my friend. And I saw a lady walking with crutches. And I went after her. I love it. I went after her. And I told her, hello, hello. She looked, maybe, I don't know, whatever she was thinking in her mind. And I told her Jesus loves her. And I began to pray for her. And I held the crutches in her hand. I took it away. I said, walk. You know what I used to tell myself? You didn't pay me. I didn't collect money from you. So if you are not healed, nothing will happen. What do I stand to gain? Did you pay me? I'm just expressing the love of God. And as you walk with God, there may be times you did it and it did not see, you did not see instant healing. Don't give up. You must learn to contend. Let me tell you, growing in the realm of power, you must contend. You see headache heal today, you press on. Tomorrow you pray for an HIV person, the person went to the hospital and came back and said it's negative. Don't mind the devil. Keep pressing. Many of the fathers of faith, many times they don't tell you of the people that were not healed. They only tell you of the testimonies of people that were healed. If I come and say I pray for a sick person, they say it was not healed. Is that a testimony? So that you don't talk about the ones that were not healed. You keep pressing on. If you allow discouragement to set into your heart, you will never see the power of God. You keep stepping from faith to faith. You see three people that did not walk out of the crutches. No problem. You go back to your secret place. You keep contending until your secret was walk. One of my desires when I go to preach or hold a crusade, I look out for the people who have obvious healing, who need obvious healing. I look out for the deaf. I look out for the blind. I look for people who have crutches when we have our crusade. I say, lift up your crutches now. Walk in the name of Jesus. That's how to release your faith. You must contend for the power of God. You must contend for revival. There are things that only the power of God can communicate to men. There are revival. There are things that will happen only when men see the power of God. And Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing will hurt you when you step out. Nothing will hurt you. Witches will not hurt you. No devil from hell will hurt you when you step out to do the work of God. Before I started holding crusades or praying for the sick in meetings or waiting for somebody to invite me, I started by doing evangelism. Up to today, I still love it. Sometimes I walk on the street, I see people, I tell them about Jesus. I don't wait to be in church. I started doing hospital evangelism where there was nobody to look at me, and I tell the people how Jesus loved them, and I tell them Jesus heals, and I pray, and as I see the people heal in their hospital ward, something happened to my heart. Faith grew in my heart. That's how to rise. Many of you are not venturing out in the power realm and you want to see the power of God grow in your life. Many of us are young people. After this conference, begin to venture out. Have you entered into a village to preach the gospel and tell them, bring the sick, Jesus will heal them? When something happens, the heart of the people will open. People like late Archbishop Benson in Daosa. How did he start? He was stepping from village to village preaching and telling the kings and the chiefs to bring the sick people. Now we have a generation of people who don't step out of their comfort zone to proclaim the kingdom. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. We are going to pray. You are going to tell the Lord, I am tired of where I am. The water must move from the ankle level to the knee, from the knee to the waist, from the waist to become an overflowing river. By all means, you must rise. Whether you are a lady, whether you are a man, you are a candidate for the power of God. You are part of the people that God has called for the last day revival. Don't look at yourself and say, I am old. Francis Hunter got born again at 49. She started preaching the gospel at 50. Up to 93, she was preaching before she died. She and her husband Charles will have healing explosions, and they will have as much as 100 wheelchairs. Imagine people in their late 80s, people in their early 90s still preaching in crusades. Marilyn Hickey is 89 this year. I watch her on TV. She's still doing international crusades. 2 years ago, she had a crusade in Pakistan with over 400,000 people. A woman who at that time was 87 years old. Imagine an 87 years old woman standing on a crusade ground with over 400,000 people, and the power of God was present to heal and to deliver. We do not have any excuse why we will not step into the river and see the works of God. God wants people who are desperate. God wants people who want to be used. Are you desperate today? For creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. God wants people that will look at the blind and say, blind eyes be open, deaf ears be open. You will look at the cripple and collect their crutches and tell them to walk out of the wheelchair. God is seeking for a generation of people that will rise in the power of God. Habeleku Saparata Ikebeleke Zila Barata Abradia Sombregadis Alemana Suskabala Ragedo Siskata Lika Pariando Progediska. Can you pray tonight? John said, I baptize you with water under repentance, but there cometh one after me who is mightier than I. The latchet of his shoe I'm not worthy to loose. When he comes, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power, with the Holy Ghost and with fire, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Can we ask the Lord today for a baptism of fire? For a baptism of fire. Just like the apostles, the disciples continue in the upper room for 10 days in prayer. Prayer, continuing in prayer, is a means to connecting with the power realm. Alebariano Robodoska Kabela Silibiata Ilegedegedia. Jesus said, he that believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than this, because I go to the Father. Are there people who are desirous of greater works? Are there saints tonight? Alebarateli Agabadosa Ikelegedia Balagadaska Abrandia Cola Likapatele Igade. It is time to press into the river, for thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Alabradia Skapa Likatekete. Can you cry out to God? I am tired of an ordinary life. I am tired of where I am. I contend tonight for a new level of power. For a new level of power. I contend for tonight. Say, Holy Ghost, saturate me with your power. Saturate me with your strength. Strengthen me with power in my inner man. It is time for men to shift energy level. It is time for men to shift. Kapariando Robodoska. Li Kapatele Gezia. I Kapariando Robodo. All over this place, press in. Men are shifting levels. Men are shifting levels. The hand of God is upon us tonight. The power of God is upon us. The power of God is upon us. God is clothing people today. God is clothing you with power from on high. It is time for you to rise in sunset by the power of God. By the power of God. By the power of God. Ayayayayayaka. Ikabarade. Abrande koliga. Arigodododo. Arigodododo. Fresh oil. Fresh unction is coming upon you tonight. La Quate. Abreketula. Elegadadia Marate. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. Whether you are a mother, cry out to God. You want to see your children walk in their destiny. You want to walk in the will of God. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out tonight. Tonight is a night of power. Tonight is a night of encounter. That you will not go back the same. That you will not go back the same. That you will not go back the same. La Cate. Abracatela. Ilagadea. Ilagadia. Erete. 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 Ay, 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 Say, Father, let your power fall upon me. Let your power clothe me like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Yes. 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 Kepa kate. Lika pariando robodos. Elegadia balagada. Ale koto barabades. Elegadia balagadias. Thunder are rising tonight. Sons of thunder, Ayaka Alabariando Robodogos. We look at the Galagos. We look at the Galagos. A Pradiasa, a Precatella, a Ligabayata, a Regador, a Regador, a Regador, a Regador. Ayagadogos. Ayagadagadagadagados. Ilabariado morogodos. All over this building, I see the Lord anointing people afresh. I see the Lord anointing people afresh. For my own shadow exalt like the horn of a unicorn. And I shall be anointed with fresh oil. With fresh oil. With fresh oil. The Lord is replying the devil tonight. The Lord is replying the devil by your life. I am a variando robotos. Liga da galagalagados. Liga da galagalagados. Liga da galagalagados. Aquate barati. Aprondo cobala. Eligodos. 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 Fresh. Fresh. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil is coming upon you now. It's coming upon you now. It's coming upon you now. Yes. 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 Power of God. Power of God. Move. 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 Yes. 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 Receive fresh fire. Receive fresh fire. Receive. Receive. Receive fresh oil. Fresh power. Fresh power. Fresh power. Fresh power. Aye. 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 Shikabaragados. Shikabaragados. I see the Lord anointing people now with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Hot oil is going to come upon you now. You will feel oil. Hot oil coming upon your head. Burning in you. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Fresh. 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 Fresh power. Fresh fire. Fresh grace. Right now. All over. All over. All over. All over. Receive. 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 Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Yes. 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 Power for exploits. Power for mighty works. Power for mighty works. Power for mighty works. Power. Fresh. Fresh. Yes, 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 yes. We are shifting level in power. We are shifting level. We are shifting level. Take it now. 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 Yes. 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 Power of our size. Power of our size. Power of our size. Power of our size. Become a sign. Become a sign. Become a wonder. Become a sign. From today, you will be a sign. You will be a wonder. The power of God will begin to flow through you. It is time to host the power of God. It is time for men and women to be changed in the glories. To be changed in the glories. To be changed. Jesus. 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 Yes. 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 Take. 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 Born from today. Born from today. Born from today. Born. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. The Lord is putting a rod of power into your life. A rod of power. From today you will walk in new level of dominion. In new level of dominion. In new level of victory. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Cast out devils. Jesus. Take, take, Jesus, 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 Jesus. The Lord is releasing graces, healing anointing is coming upon you. Many of you have that today. You will carry the healing power of God everywhere. You will carry the healing power of God. Take it now. 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 Yes. 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 Some of you, your hands will begin to burn. Your belly will begin to burn. It is time for healing revival. It is time for healing revival. Take the fire. Take the fire. Take the fire. Take it now. Take it now. Jesus. 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 Yes. 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 Let the hand of God begin to rest upon you. In this place, lift up your hands. There is fire coming for you. There is fire. You begin to walk in dominion. You begin to trample on the powers of darkness. Take the power now. Take. 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 receive, 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 take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it now, take it now, take it now, let it burn, 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 Jesus, Jesus, receive it. Anyone that is under the chains of wickedness, under the chain of darkness, I demand right now, in the name of Jesus, Let chains of wickedness be given break. 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 Every form of demonic oppression, I decree right now, let them begin to break. Let them begin to break. Let them begin to break. Anyone under the oppression of the devil, I say, be loose now. 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 By the finger of God. 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 I release it. I release it. Let's echo now. Let's echo now. Fire of God. Fire of God. Burn. 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 I release it. From the influence of darkness. From the influence of darkness. I release it. I release it. Anyone that is bound by any form of addiction. By any form of addiction, sexual addiction, addiction to drugs, every form of demonic chain that has held you bound, be loose, be loose, be loose. Let them go, let them go, let them go. By the fire of God, by the fire of God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, yes, 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 yes. The hand of God is resting upon you. Oh, you will be a power broker. You will be a power broker. Everywhere you go, cast out devils, heal the sick from the dead. Say, fire, fire, Jesus. I release the healing fire. Let it burn. Let it burn inside of you. Until you set captives free. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Jesus. 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 As I walk past here, God is satisfying the hunger of people. Take it right now. Let the fresh fire. Let the fresh passion. Engulf your soul. Engulf your soul. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch. 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 Fresh. 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 Touch. Touch. Jesus, Jesus, fresh, born, 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 born. Jesus, let the chains break. Let the liberty of the spirit come to you right now. Release, 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 release. Release, 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 Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 come, come. Your life will never be the same today. Today I decree, let the fresh fire come into your life. Take! Take! Burn! Carry the power of God everywhere. Carry the power of God everywhere. Carry the power of God. How many of you are hungry? Lift up your hands now. Lift up your hands around here. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let there be a release of impartation of power, of impartation of grace. Step into a new level now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Touch! 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 Jesus. 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 Yes. 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 Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Take it. Let your eyes burn. Let your eyes burn. Father, Father, take the power of God. The power of God. Jesus. 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 Yes, let it burn, 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 let it burn. Take it now! Jesus. 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 Calm the rivers. Calm the rivers. Calm the rivers. Let a river break loose. Break loose. Let the river of the Holy Ghost inside of you begin to break loose. Begin to break loose. Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Rivers, 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 rivers. Let the rivers begin to break out of you. Begin to break out of you. Begin to break out of you. Let rivers of power begin to break out of you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, carry the power everywhere. Heal the sick. Cast out devils. Jesus. 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 Father, thank you for this power couple. For this power couple. I see the Lord bringing you into new measures. New measures. New measures. New measures. From today. From today. Oh, you begin to see barren wombs open. Barren wombs open. Barren wombs open. Now, by the power of God. 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 Alabariandorobodos. Ilabaria kobelegedos. Ilegedegeligalagados. Kabariandoboroko. Hey, Shapariakata, Shibarakata. Hey, hey, hey. Tonight, God is not only healing the sick, God is empowering men with the healing power, with the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands, everyone, and cry out to God. One of the ways the kingdom comes into a place is through healing power. Jesus said, heal the sick, cast out devils, and preach the kingdom to them. Father, right now I ask, in the name of Jesus, let the healing fire, let it begin to burn, let it begin to burn, let it come into your people now, let it come into your people now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I put the hand of God upon you. Let the hand of the enemy be broken. Let the hand of the enemy be broken. Let the hand of the enemy be broken. Ah, you are shielded by the power of God. You are defended. You are kept by the power of God. Carry this power everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Akabele Kesusa, Ikabare Akorogodiska, If you are sick in your body, you are healed right now. You are healed right now. If you have any challenge with your hearing, whether you can hear well, or you have pain, or you are partially deaf, can I see your hand up? Your hearing, you can't hear with one ear, or you are partially deaf. Come. Jesus. Stand in the front. Stand. Put your hand in the ear that is ailing. Whether you are partially deaf or you are pained, the power of God is going to heal you now. Thou deafening spirits, I charge you in the name of Jesus, come out. I rebuke you, take your hands off them. I break your influence, deafening spirits, and I decree in the name of Jesus, be healed. Power of God, let the pain go, let your hearing be restored. Jesus,
heal.
Jesus,
heal right now. Let your ears be open, let your affliction go. You are healed. Ears open.
Jesus. Ephrata, open in the name of Jesus. I want you to check. You are healed. Which of the ear? Okay. Don't worry. I'll come to you. Check yourself. Check the ear. Check.
It's not there again.
Was your hearing affected? Just pain. And the pain.
Yes.
Totally healed. In the name of Jesus.
It's better now.
Heal! Let your ears be perfected. Now! Jesus! You are perfected. Check. Tell me what's the matter. Check. Command that demon out and let the person's hearing be restored in the name of Jesus. And for you, I command that stranger in your body, come out now. You are healed, even around the lower abdomen. This place, you are healed. You feel like something is strong. Put your hands in the place. You feel like a lump. There's a lump. Father, right now, In the name of Jesus, I command the lump to dematerialize. I command the lump be dissolved. Heal! Let the miracle take place now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. You're touching the place. You're feeling it soft. Press it. Press it. Press it. Press it. Press it. What's happening? What's happening? You're feeling it becoming soft. Becoming soft. You will leave this meeting and you'll find out the growth has dissolved. Father, thank you. Jesus! You are perfected. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you came in with lump or a growth, whether in your breast or any part of your body, put your hands up. The power of God will locate you. Growth will dissolve. Lumps will dissolve. Lump will dissolve. Where's the lump? Okay. Father, right now, in the name, let your power search into him. Let the growth dissolve. Let there be a miracle now. Jesus! Jesus! You are healed. In the name of Jesus. You are healed. You will check it out now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse this growth. And I command it to dissolve by the power of God. Let it dissolve now. Let it dissolve now. Heal! Dissolve by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 This growth dissolves. You begin to feel the power of God there. A miracle is taking place. Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. You are here. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 I see the Lord breaking the hold of the enemy. I see the Lord crushing diabetes. I see the Lord crushing diabetes. Diabetes. I see the Lord crushing symptoms of diabetes. 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 Jesus. Jesus. I want to minister to you. Jesus. Jesus. Every symptom is going to be flushed right now. The power of God is written down to your bloodstream. Heal! Heal! Let your bloodstream be flushed. Let every trace come out! Jesus, right now, right now, you are healed by the power of God. You are healed by the power of God. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are a young person, you are told that your sugar level is high. Where is that person? Where is that person? You are told that your sugar level is high. The power of God is present to heal you. The power of God is present to heal you. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mommy, I see the Lord restoring. I see the Lord restoring. I see the Lord restoring. I see the Lord ending affliction. Ending affliction. Jesus. Ending affliction in the name of the Lord Jesus. I say the Lord open a book of remembrance. And the Lord says, I remember all your labors. I remember all your labors. Ah. The Lord is remembering you today, mommy. He's remembering your family. He's ending the battle, the ancient battles. He's terminating them today. I see an angel step into your house. I see an angel step into your house. And I see an angel digging out something. And the Lord says, I'm addressing the foundation. I'm addressing the foundation. And I'm ending patterns of affliction. Patterns of affliction. Patterns of affliction. patterns of affliction. And the Lord says, I'm touching your bodies. I'm touching your bodies. I'm doing a work of healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus! 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 And even with your children, you will see the glory of the Lord. You will see the glory of the Lord. For the season is changing. For this year, God will give you signs. God will give you signs. God will give you signs. For the Lord is wiping tears. The Lord is wiping tears. For the patterns is broken. The pattern is broken. In this year, there will be celebration, mommy. There will be celebration. Because I see the Lord open a door. And no one will be able to shut this door. Doors of promotion. Doors of marriages. Doors of jobs. The Lord says, I will honor your sacrifice. I will honor your labor. You will see it in the life of your children. You will see it in the life of your children. Today the altar of affliction is arrested. Is arrested. Is arrested. Even with your blood pressure level, Jesus is healing. Jesus is healing. And that which is suffocating you and sucking out life, today by the power of God, it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There are things that I'll say, not in public. Jesus. 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 Can you lift up your hands and bless the Lord? Jesus. 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 Just clash it gently. Jesus. 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 Whatever represents pain and affliction in your life, just clash it gently. Today I demand by the power of God, let it be broken tonight. Let it be broken tonight. Let it be broken tonight. For I see the Lord remove your name and your mother's daughters from the coven of witchcraft. From the coven of witchcraft. Father, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power be broken today. Let the power be broken. Jesus! Jesus, the Lord is giving you speed. The Lord is giving you speed. The Lord is giving you speed. The power of God is upon you now. Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the chains break. Let the chains break. Let the chains of delay, let the chains of stagnation break. Speed, speed, speed. The power of God is coming on your feet. Speed, speed, speed. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say the Lord healing back pain. Back pain, pain around your back, pain around your ankle, your knee. I rebuke them right now. I rebuke them right now. I rebuke them right now. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus, see ulcer being healed. I command ulcer, leave them right now. Leave them right now. come out of their bodies. Come out of their bodies. Peltic ulcer, I charge you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Be healed in your bodies. Be healed in your bodies. Jesus. Jesus. I say the Lord remove a veil. A veil of covering. A veil of covering. Father, right now, let the veil be removed. Jesus. 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 Let the veil be removed. Let the veil be removed. Let the veil of covering be removed right now. By the power of God, let it be removed. Jesus. No more delays. No more delays. No more delays. In the name of Jesus. That battle with the strong man is over tonight. You always have dreams and you see somebody wrestle with you. Wrestle with you. Wrestle with you. Today the Lord ends the battle. Ends the battle. I declare victory. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ah. 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 Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Today, by the power of God, I end the patterns of disappointment. I end it today in the name of Jesus. Break! 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 No more disappointment. No more disappointment. I release your helpers. I release the one that God has sent. No more. No more. No more. By the power of God. Enter into your season. Enter into your season. Enter into your season. Jesus. 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 Let the projection be terminated. Be terminated. I command you to come out of your body. Come out of your body. Now! Jesus. We're going to pray in 5 minutes. As we're praying, I saw walls falling. I saw walls falling. And the Lord is saying, walls that have stood against people, walls that have stood against families, that every time you want to make progress, that ancient wall is there, standing against your family. You are going to open your mouth and pray in the next 5 minutes. You are going to say, every wall of opposition, every wall of delays, every wall of hindrance, by the power of God, let it be broken. By the power of God, let it be broken. By the power of God, let it be broken. Just class alone. By the power of God, let it be broken. Father, I demand tonight, let every walls of opposition, of delay be broken. Open your mouth and pray. I say, Father, let every walls of delay begin to break. Begin to break. Begin to break. Let tonight be a night of breakthrough. Let your night 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 be a night of breakthrough. Let it be a night of breakthrough. Let it be a night of breakthrough. By the power of God. By the power of God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 24, the Bible says, when Paul and Silas were locked in the inner prison, they praised and they sang. And the power of God fell. The Bible says, suddenly there was an earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and every prison door was opened, and chains were broken. When they prayed, something happened. The power of God reached deep down to the foundations of the prison. The Bible said the foundations were shaken. Suddenly, prison doors were opened by the power of God. Suddenly, chains that have held people bound were broken. We want to pray that as we pray, the power of God will fall. The power of God will reach out the foundations of family. That every foundation of wickedness, every foundation of affliction, every prison door that has been shut, everyone that has been held in any form of bondage or limitation, let it be broken. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. Let there be breakthrough tonight. Let there be breakthrough tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Let the power of God reach down to the foundation of your family. To the foundation of your family. Let the power of God reach down to the foundations of family. Let every foundation of prison, let it be shaken. Let every prison door begin to open on their own accord. Let chains of delay, chains of stagnation, let them begin to break. Let chains of marital delay begin to break. Let chains of financial captivity begin to break. Let them begin to break. Let every chain that have delayed you, every form of delay, let them begin to break. Every form of stagnation, let it begin to break. Let it begin to break. Yes, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I see the angels of the Lord being released to war for your families, to war for your families. I want you to open your mouth and pray. Every form of captivity, every form of affliction, every form of bondage, every oppression of the enemy, let every family foundation be visited by the power of God. Let the demonic foundation be shaken. Let the demonic foundation be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let prison doors be open. Let prison doors be open. Let prison doors be open. Hallelujah. When the Apostle Paul was kept in prison, and he was writing a letter to the church of Philippi, he wrote a letter to them in the book of Philippians chapter 1. He was talking about his bonds and his chains, his imprisonment. And he said, I know that you are praying for me, and I'm also praying for you. He said, I know that these bonds, this imprisonment, this captivity shall turn around for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Christ. It means the way to deliverance is prayer that brings about the release of the Spirit of Christ. Paul said, the situation shall turn for my deliverance. And the book of James chapter 1 verse 13, he said, is anyone afflicted, let him pray. Is anyone merry, let him sing. It means God's prescription for deliverance from every form of affliction is prayer. He says, is anyone afflicted, let him pray. We're going to pray in 5 minutes. We're going to pray for our families. You are going to pray for your family. You are going to say, Father, every form of affliction, let it be terminated tonight. Let it be terminated tonight. Every form of demonic affliction, sickness and disease, and stagnation and limitation, every power that is delaying my family, every power that is limiting me, that is opposing me, let it be broken. God say, I desire to come to you again and again, but Satan hindered me. It means Satan can hinder a man, Satan can hinder a people, but God's prescription to break out of the opposition of the devil is prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus. Say, every satanic hindrance, every satanic opposition on my path, on my family, let it be broken tonight. 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 Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Break! 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 Jesus! 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 Power of God, visit every family presence. Visit every family. Let every satanic hindrance, let every satanic opposition, let every satanic captivity, let it be broken tonight. Let there be angelic intervention. Let there be angelic intervention. Let doors of jobs be released. Let doors of destinies be opened. Let satanic opposition be broken. Let every power hindering you break tonight. Break tonight. Let every ancient altar contending with your family, let it be broken today. Let it be broken today. Let it be broken today. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the blood, let every family captivity be broken. Let every ancestral bondage be broken. Let every generational oppression be broken. Let the power of the strong man be broken. Let there be angelic intervention. Let there be angelic intervention tonight. Ayeba rabadasha, kaliandoro bodo kosiya, lige dege liga lagados, sabariandoro bodoska, sabaraga daga daga dos, sabaraga laga laga dos, ilige dege liga lagados, ilige dege liga lagados. Ligedegelegelegedos, Tabariando Robodoska, Tabariando Robodoska. Lift up your hands, everyone. Father, we demand today, let every form of family captivity be broken. Let every form of ancestral bondage be broken. Let every form of chain be broken. Let every wall of opposition crumble. Lord, as you have showed me in the spirit, I demand tonight that walls that have stood on the path of your people to oppose and to hinder them, let the walls begin to crumble. Let the walls begin to crumble. Let walls of marital delay begin to crumble. Let walls of destiny fulfillment begin to crumble. Let walls of affliction begin to crumble. By the mighty hand of God. By the mighty hand of God, walls that have hindered your family, let the walls break tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. That after tonight, begin to make progress. Begin to make progress. Begin to make progress. Some of you will have visitations. Some of you will have dreams tonight. You will see things that have been stolen being restored. You will see your glory being restored. God is restoring glory tonight. God is restoring glory tonight. God is restoring things. that the enemy has stolen. Ah, the Lord is opening new doors for his people. The Lord is opening new doors. I decree in the name of Jesus that for as many as need jobs, let the doors be opened tonight. Let there be supernatural jobs. I create jobs for you. I create opportunities for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As many that are called into business, I command the doors be opened for you. Let the anointing to prosper come upon you. Let the anointing for breakthrough come upon you. Break forth into a new season. Break forth into a new season. Break forth into a new season. Let the hand of God advance you. Let the hand of God advance you. Begin to make progress. Begin to make progress. In the name of Jesus. That you will leave this conference with a fresh anointing. You will leave this conference with power. You will leave this conference with new levels of grace. New levels of possibilities. That the things that you could not access will begin to answer to you. Doors that have been shut against you begin to open. For the one who has the key of David sets an open door before you. He opens the door and no one will be able to shut it. I command that doors are open for you. Doors are open for you. Doors are open for you. In the name of Jesus. Doors of marriages open. Doors of jobs open. Doors of businesses open. After this moment, in the name of Jesus, I decree seasons of testimonies. I decree grace for speed. Grace for speed. Everything that has delayed you is broken off you. Is broken off you. Tonight receive grace for speed. Receive grace to make progress. In your calling, receive grace to make progress. Receive grace for speed. In the name of Jesus, favor comes upon you from tonight. You will leave this conference and you'll find that things have changed. New possibilities will begin to abound. Favor will begin to speak for you. Oh, you begin to see new levels of grace at work. Graces that you have never experienced before. Graces that you have never experienced before. They begin to abound in your life. In the name of Jesus. For those who are students, I invoke the hand of God upon your academics. I invoke the hand of God upon your academics. Make progress. Let this be the best semester for you ever. Let this be the best semester for you ever. Let there be supernatural grace, supernatural speed, supernatural success. In the name of Jesus. To bless a man, he doesn't give him money. He releases words. Men are blessed through words. Men are cursed through words. And the blessing is an empowerment of the spirit to prosper and to succeed. And it is channeled and released through words. I decree grace for you. One of the things that the Spirit of God will do, even from tonight, before the end of the conference, there will be testimonies. It's that there will be sudden breakthroughs. There will be sudden restorations. There will be sudden open doors. And for many of you, there will be financial open doors. The things that you have been chasing for long suddenly begins to chase after you. You see, one of the purposes of the prophetic anointing is to remove barriers from God's people. Is to command breakthrough for the people of God. Is to judge oppositions on the part of God's people. So that God's people can make progress in destiny and advance. I release the help of God. Experience help. Experience help from tonight. you will leave this conference not just with an impartation of the anointing, but you will leave this conference and enter into a season of breakthroughs, into seasons of restorations. That not only spiritual blessing will abound in your life, you will step out of this conference and you will experience material blessings. You will see supernatural doors open. God doesn't just want you to be an intercessor. He wants to bless you. There's a level that God begins to bless you materially so that you can focus on Him. So that you can focus on your assignment. Poverty can be a burden. Lack can be a burden. So I pray that the hand of God will help you. That as God has begun to impart grace from the beginning of this conference and the anointing of the Spirit, that you are bound even in material blessings. That you are bound in both spiritual and material blessings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed. And many of you will leave this conference and you find out supernatural doors have opened for your family. Things that your family have been contending with for years suddenly break out. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for help. As you leave this conference, seek for opportunity to lay hands on the sick and cast out devils. You will know that a new level of dunamis has come upon you. Because I see the Lord reviving His hidden power upon people. It will become a tool for evangelism. It will become a tool to bring souls into the kingdom. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. While we were praying, I saw the Lord showing me you pulling someone out of a wheelchair. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you into a season of signs, into seasons of the workings of miracles. You will see them everywhere you travel. You will see them everywhere you go. Healing miracles will become a commonplace in your life and in your ministry. It will become part of your apostolic credentials. It will become part of your apostolic credentials. It will validate the apostolic mandate that God has given you to this territory and even to the nations. Amen.
Hallelujah.